Now, BBC Learning English.
Hi there, and welcome to another entertainment programme from BBC Learning English with me, John.
And with me, Chen Li. Hello, John.
Hi.
What's happening today?
Okay, well, do you know the musical Evita?
Of course I do. It's a great musical. 今天呢，我们就来说说音乐剧 Evita. But what's new about Evita, John?为什么要谈论这个话题呢？音乐剧 Evita 有什么新鲜事值得一说呢？
Well, there's a new star performing the lead role. As you might know, the story is about Eva Perón, an influential woman leader in Argentina, and the passion that people felt about her. Now, the lead role is to be played by a real Argentinian.
Okay, a new star performer is playing the part of Evita.一位新的明星要演绎这个主要角色 The lead role 音乐剧 Evita 讲述的是艾维塔·佩隆夫人这位阿根廷女性先驱人物的情感生活故事如今呢是一位真正的阿根廷演员首次在舞台上诠释这个主要人物 A real Argentinian
Now what's interesting is that Eleanor Roger who is the new Evita got the role in a unique way
How did she do it, John?
She contacted Andrew Lloyd Webber about getting an audition for the role, and she sent him a DVD all about her work.
That's clever. 原来 Elena 决心要得到 Evita 这个角色，于是她给作曲家 Andrew Lloyd Webber 寄送了一盘她个人的 DVD 唱片样本。她孤注一掷，一定要争取得到试音该角色的机会。An audition for the part.
Eleanor told us it was her friend who persuaded her to send her DVD to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I was working very good in Argentina. I'm very happy. But, she told me about to bring this material, this DVD, and show my work. She thought that I was perfect for the role. I said, well, I think that in London there is a lot of good people...that they know how to do musicals, but if you want, I'll do it.
So Eleanor says she was doing well in Argentina.
她在阿根廷的事业做得很成功 doing well.
That means her career was successful in her home country. But it was Eleanor's friend who persuaded her to send in the DVD to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
她确信在伦敦有很多杰出的人士擅长演音乐舞台剧。
But Eleanor said to her friend, Well, if you want to, I'll do it.
于是她就这样做了。她送了 DVD 样片,然后得到通知要她来试音。She was called for an audition.
Now, why is that such a surprising thing? Well, it's normally...very difficult to get an audition for a major London musical without having worked on the London stage before.
But that's what Eleanor did, and she was a success. Mm-hmm. Eleanor 做得相当不错。要知道，得到一个试音的机会是非常困难的，尤其是在伦敦一个主打音乐剧当中 ，A major London musical.
Yes, the auditions for the London musicals are always terrifying, and thousands of people are sometimes put forward for them. An actor or singer's agent would normally find out when an audition is taking place, and they would put the actor forward to take part.It's then down to the actor to do their best in the audition.
It's tough being an actor in London.
I think it is everywhere, Lee.
有数千人竞争在伦敦西区上演剧目的角色。一个演员的代理人 ,an actor's agent, 会尽力为他的委托人争取到试音的机会。They pull the actor forward. 然后呢,就轮到演员和歌手尽力而为来推销自己了。
Learning English.
Now, when Eleanor auditioned, she was not very wealthy. She even had to pay her own airfare to come to Britain to take part in the audition for Evita.
可怜的 Eleanor, 她是个演员，并没有多少钱，但是她甚至得自己掏腰包买机票和 on airfare 来伦敦参加试音。
Rather a gamble.
An expensive gamble too.
Mm-hmm.
Elena 可以说是冒了很大的风险，她可能根本得不到这个角色。
I pay my flight, my first flight. I did my first audition, then another one.With all the staff of RAG and Andrew Lloyd Webber too. And, well, then they want to see me again, so I fly twice. And, well, it was very nervous for me, all these trips and all these auditions.
Now, that's why I could not become an actor. Imagine the nerves, the stage fright, the butterflies in the tummy.
The what?
Well, those are some of the things that you might feel if you're an actor. Nerves.
神经紧张
Stage fright.
怯场
Butterflies in the tummy. That's a term we use to describe that nasty, nervous feeling you get in your stomach when you're about to do something frightening.
Butterflies in the tummy. 也就是忐忑不安，心里七上八下
You know, it sounds like a very stressful time for Eleanor.Lee, have you ever experienced stress like this?
Well, presenting these programs can be stressful.
Really?
No, I'm joking. 我刚才对 John 说，做 BBC 的英文教学节目，有时候觉得压力很大 ，stressful. 当然了，我仅仅是开个玩笑而已。
Yes, this is BBC Learning English, and if you've just joined us, welcome.
我们谈论的是在伦敦上演的一出轰动的音乐剧《Evita》。目前担任主角的是一个新演员。我们刚才已经听到他是如何竞争到这个新角色的。如果你们也想成为音乐剧中的一名演员的话，也许可以从中受到一些启发。
Right, well, let's hear some more of Eleanor's story, shall we? After her final audition for Evita...She broke down in tears.
Elena 忍不住哭了。But why did she cry, John?
She says that she was relaxed as it was her last audition. But there was a lot of pressure on Elena, and this audition would decide the future of her life. She was thinking about her family and her country that she loves. She let her feelings go.
What an emotional story.
Eleanor knew that her last audition for the musical was going to decide the future of her life. Everything depended on it. She started thinking about her family and her country, and she felt very emotional, and she cried.
I can see why she cried. 这是她最后一次试音的机会，决定她的前途未来。The future of her life. 成败在此一举。Everything depended on it.她让自己的情感自然流露。She just cried. She let her feelings out. She let her feelings go.
Well, I think that I was a little more relaxed because I know that it was the last one. And it was, this last song will be the future of my life. So I think about all my family, my country that I love so much, and the words and the lyrics and the music is so amazing. So I cry. I let my feelings go.
Now, the musical Evita is based on the life of the leader, Eva Peron. She was a passionate and charismatic leader, and she did a lot for women's rights in Argentina.
Women's rights, 女权。 平一些贫困的城市地区修建房屋，为那些到城市里来打工的女孩们提供遮风挡雨的住所。
She did a lot for young girl who came to the city, and she made big homes to get the girl to sleep there, to eat there. So they help a lot.
Eva Perón, helping women in Argentina.
Okay, John, 咱们一起来回顾今天听到的生词和词语吧。
We've been talking about musicals today.
音乐剧
A new star
一个新星
Lead role
主角
Audition
试镜试音
An expensive gamble
代价高昂的冒险
Nerves
神经紧张
Stage fright.
怯场
Butterflies in the tummy.
忐忑不安
An emotional story.
一个动人的故事
Passionate and charismatic.
充满热情的，具有超凡魅力的
Well, that's just about it for the program today.
今天我们听到 Elena 是如何获得 Evita 这个角色的，希望大家喜欢。Bye for now.
Bye bye.
And that's the end of today's programs from BBC Learning English. Join us again next time.